Well, hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins and I hope that you're all well. Cyber is coming up in London on the 3rd and 4th of November, that's next Tuesday and Wednesday. There's going to be a lot going on, but there's going to be almost what I might call a fringe event that I think you might be interested in. But in order for me to do this justice, I have the wondrous and the formidable Dave Williams with me.
Wondrous and formidable. Yeah. There's a build-up.
Dave, tell us what it is that's happening. What is this fringe event that's happening? Because you're kind of part of it, really, and I'm going to be there, and I hope some others are too.
I love you've called it a fringe event. Yeah. That's fantastic, yeah. So, hello, everybody. Thanks for having me on. I'm involved with a group we call the Braillists, and the Braillists are a community of Braille readers who are passionate about Braille, want to find alternative Braille technologies and want to be able to exchange thoughts and hopes and things with other Braille readers. And we got started about a year ago now, was the first meeting that I went to, certainly anyway, in Bristol. And we now have regular face-to-face meetings in Reading, and we're hoping to get one started up in the north, and there have been meetings in Ireland as well. But we're coming to London, and we would like to get people together in London who are enthusiastic about Braille, who are keen to promote Braille, who are interested in testing innovative Braille technology, and we will be meeting on Tuesday at 3 p.m. at the end of day one of Site Village London. So Braillists will have a stand at the show, and you can come along and you can meet. I'm actually not going to be on the stand on Tuesday. I'm away with Baum that day, but I'll be on the Braillist stand on the Wednesday. And what we want people to do is to come along, say hello. If you don't know about Braille, or maybe you're a lapsed Braillist, that's fine. Not a problem. Everybody welcome. Come and say hello. And at 3 o'clock on the Tuesday, we're going to traipse off down the pub, maybe have a beer if you want. It's not compulsory, but you're more than welcome. And maybe talk about how we could perhaps get a group together in London, and we'll talk about, you know, some of the things we do at our face-to-face meetings. So I've got a bit around the houses there, Paul. Does that
make sense? You know, there's so many things going on with Braille at the moment, isn't there? And I wouldn't say there's factions exactly, but there's always heightened opinion around things like going from standard English Braille to unified English Braille. And the Braille producers and you know, the competition that in a sort of what seems to sometimes be a decreasing market. And, you know, you're seeking to what transcend all of that, really. Fill that one out for me a little bit.
Well, everybody who's involved with the Braillist really thinks that Braille is the premier reading system, the premier literacy tool for blind people, essentially. It's a way for us to be able to store and retrieve information without it being spoken to us, without having to listen to a TTS interpret it for us. It's the closest thing we have to the written word. And Braille is often linked with success amongst blind people. The blind people I know in employment, the vast majority of those are people who use Braille. Yeah. If you think of the high-profile blind people that we know, people like Peter White, David Blunkett, Gary O'Donoghue, people like that, they would all cite Braille as being really key to their success. And so we know that Braille is the right thing for blind people. Yeah. And we know that Braille has a future. And we want to get people together to try and find out, you know, what are your kind of hopes and fears around Braille? How can we help people learn Braille? How can we promote best practice? And also, how can we encourage engineers and innovators to come up with new technology that will see Braille strong long into the future?
Within all of this thinking, there will be differing opinions. People will converge on the fact that they're all agreed on the one thing, which is that Braille isn't dead and shouldn't be let go.
We have people come to Braillist meetings who are staunchly in favor of UEB. We also have people who come staunchly against UEB, and we have a lively debate. And it's absolutely fine. The fact that we're having the debate is the good thing, because it gets the people who are passionate about Braille around the table. But it isn't just about the code. It's also about the technology. Yeah. And so by being a kind of an affiliated group of Braillists around the country, it means that if somebody comes up with a new technology, suddenly on tap, we can say, yep, we've got a couple of dozen Braille readers who love to test your technology and give you some feedback. So we become a resource as well. Awesome. And there's also some work around advocacy as well in terms of encouraging Braille education. And often we hear about kids in mainstream schools who are blind, who have very limited access to Braille. Maybe they receive an hour's Braille a week. Sure. Now, it wouldn't be acceptable for a sighted child to receive an hour's, you know, print a week. So let's try and promote Braille and big Braille up a bit and see if there's anything we can do as a group. Not a big charity, not a big company. We haven't got any money. We're not going to ask you to think in a certain way or you know, whatever, or sell something or whatever. It's just purely a way of getting Braillists engaged with one another around the country.
Okay. Just to summarise where we will be again in London, please, if you would.
Yeah, so well, what I would suggest you do is, I mean, we are going to the pub just down the road from where the show is. I think it's the Elephant and Castle or something.
Sounds
like that.
Sounds about right, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But, you know, what I would say to people is come along. If you're going to Sight Village, come to the stand, come and say hello.
Yeah.
And we will make sure that there are sighted guides and all that carry on to make sure that you get safely from the show, you know, to the bar or wherever we're going to be.
And I'll be on the All Format stand as well, and around the QAC stand and around variously, so you can find me, Paul Hopkins, or VI Podcasting. I tend to be known more as on social media, but more than happy to put people in direction. I'll be there as well. Dave, I'm really looking forward to it, and it's growing and it's getting a momentum, and it's you know, it's been going a year. We've got lots of exciting developments that I'm only just learning about. With a view to looking at, for example, where I can start a group, so either London or Birmingham.
We must remember, Paul, that, you know, we kind of are in our little Twitter bubble, you know, which is lovely.
Absolutely.
And we've got some communities that have sprung up online, you know, like yourselves, over the last few years. Yeah. And I'm all for that. But we must also remember that there are a lot of blind people who are not online, who don't feel comfortable with Twitter, have no interest in social media, but they really care about Braille. Yeah. So I would say to anybody who's listening, just thinking, oh, maybe that's not for me, but have a think about the people you know, the people that are perhaps not online, who might be going to Sight Village. Yeah. Would those people like to connect with other Braillists? Because we can write to you in Braille. You know, remember that, a letter, you know,
awesome.
Through the post. If that's something you want, or we'll phone you, we'll let you know when, you know, when meetings are taking place.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've been to probably a dozen Braillist meetings so far, and we have experts coming and talking about, you know, UEB, but also we had the lady, Alex from Clear Vision, who make these wonderful Braille children's books. And we've also had Bristol Braille Technology bring prototypes of their equipment along for testing. And we've looked at some of the other developments in the world of Braille. It's a really exciting time, Paul. You know, you've got the Dot Watch. That's something we've been hearing about.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's seen one yet, but we're looking forward to that. There's the Braigo, affordable Braille embosser that's been developed in the States. But also, even the, you know, what you might think of as the traditional Braille manufacturers, they've got some exciting products. I mean, I'm exhibiting with Baum for a bit this week, you know, and the Varia Ultra is a beautiful little Braille display. And Steve Nutt was telling me just on Twitter that he's got the, is it the EC Time?
Yeah.
A new product. So there's loads of stuff going on in the world of Braille, and it's exciting to be a part of it, and we want to bring people together and get people involved. So do come along to the Braillists stand this week, whether you're visiting Sight Village on Tuesday or Wednesday. And if you'd like to come for a bit of a chit chat after the show, then you're more than welcome. And if you're not doing any of that, then you can of course pop along to the website, which is at all the W's, www.braillists.org.